I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Pain in the Grass is back, and it's closer than ever. July 30th, Friday, August 2nd, Saturday, August 3rd, three big days at the White River Amphitheater. What a lineup. I mean, great local bands along with Slipknot, Disturbed, Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, Volbeat. The local lineup is incredible. We are so stoked, man. Three big days. Check out the Palace Law Premium Experience. If you've got somebody special in your life, you want to give them a treat, this is where you're basically backstage and you get fed, you get to hang out with us, there's beverages, and you never know what band's going to come out and do an acoustic set. You never know what member of the bands are going to come out and do interviews, and we have a great time doing that, and you're around all of that, man. It's a great experience. You want tickets, go to livenation.com. All the info at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Him instead because it's Wacky Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Wacky.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, let's get wacky up in here.
Let's get wacky up in this B.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Ken in Seattle. Ken, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out the NHRA Northwest Nationals, which is happening August 2nd through the 4th at the Pacific Raceways. If you want tickets and information, go to KISW.com, and the tickets are available at NHRA.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Yeah!
For those playing at home, Ken will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ken, you can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What was Sigourney Weaver's character name in both Alien and Aliens?
Pass.
When it comes to candy, what flavor are the pink nerds?
Strawberry.
Yes. Who directed the 1971 movie A Clockwork Orange?
Steven Spielberg?
No.
Pass.
What sport was the player Pele associated with?
Soccer.
Yes. Who is the lead guitarist in the band The Who?
Oh, gosh. Roger Waters.
No.
Oh, boy. Oh, Ken. Oh,
no.
Ken.
Oh, no. Pass. I'm sorry.
What animated trio is made up of Master Shake, Frylock, and Meatwad?
Oh, my gosh. Pass.
Yeah, he's not. Which current SNL actor is the longest tenured ever at 16 seasons?
Holy cow. I have no idea. Pass.
What animal does Gouda cheese come from?
Goat?
No.
Cow.
Yeah, all right. Ken gets three correct.
All right, Ken, at least you didn't drop a deuce, buddy.
Yeah, this is a lot harder on the phone than it is on the radio.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is.
That timer, when you actually have to answer, you don't realize how much time you have to think when you're in the car. You really don't.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm guilty of the same thing because I sit right here and I come up with answers way after the timer's gone.
And you've got at least two segments to do that because you listen to them for the second time with Steve.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
That still doesn't mean Steve's a good guy or good at anything.
Well, I mean, he's pretty decent at trivia.
I might not be good at anything, but I think I'm a good guy.
I think you're a good guy.
All right.
Yeah, you're a nice guy. I like him.
sweet.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What was Sigourney Weaver's character name in both Alien and Aliens?
Oh, man.
Wow.
On the tip of my tongue.
Yeah?
Yeah. Riggs.
No.
Ripley.
Yes.
Wow. When it comes to candy, what flavor are pink nerds?
Yeah. Strawberry.
Yes. Who directed the 1971 movie A Clockwork Orange?
Stanley Kubrick.
Yes.
Oh. What sport was the player Pele associated
Soccer.
With?
Soccer.
Yes. Who was the lead guitarist in the band The Who?
Oh, Pete Townsend.
Yes. What animated trio is made up of Master Shake, Frylock, and Meatwad?
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yes. Which current SNL actor is the longest tenured ever at 16 seasons?
Kenan Thompson.
Yes. Nice. What animal does Gouda cheese come from?
Goat.
No.
A cow.
Yes. How many states does Texas share a border with?
Four.
Yes. How many engines are in a B-52 bomber?
52.
No.
Three?
No.
Four?
No. Oh. And Steve?
Is it two?
It was, no, it's actually eight.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, so you weren't really close. Didn't have it in your mind. You got nine correct. Didn't get that perfect 10, but you win 9-3.
Sorry about that, Kenny.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Yeah, he killed it today. Probably would have beat me today.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, I know so.
Oh, man.
Set the tone with Ripley, and I just felt good after that.
That ruined everything.
Yeah.
That triggered my brain, man.
And you just went into, like the high gear right there.
That was pretty cool.
Is it Ellen Ripley?
Yes, it's Ellen Ripley.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Bonus points for that call on that one.
Yeah, I have Ellen Ripley, but absolutely I accept Ripley because that's like on her name tag, everything. So.
Yeah, I don't remember Ellen at all.
Well, it's her favorite show.
No, I know that. But
what if Ellen Ripley had a talk show?
Oh, yeah.
It would always be way less friendly than Ellen.
Probably. And every time you scare someone, it'd just be like one of the xenomorphs coming out of the box and something, killing the person.
Yeah.
Well, a little dark there.
And she'd always end the show by just basically escaping the stage.
Yeah.
Just getting out of there.
Congratulations, Steve. You whacked your opponent with nine correct.
That's right, buddy.
Whack it.
And that means call number nine. Guess what you're doing? You're checking out the NHRA Northwest Nationals, and that'll be at the Pacific Raceways. Caller number nine, 206-421-ROCK. And that's call number nine, 206-421-ROCK. So take it easy, Danny. All right, there you go.
Right. Don't give him the Heimlich.
Yeah, he's choking over there.
Please do.
Yeah. This is interesting. This story is very, very interesting because I've been reading this book, Brain Rules, by Dr. John Medina, a guy that lives here in our area, University of Washington, a big thinker guy. And
so is his last name Medina and it's Medina, Washington?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
That is funny.
Yeah. And he, you know, in his book, and I've only read three chapters, so I haven't read all of it yet. But what I've read so far is just chock full of all this cool information. Like, I've gotten a lot of info, and I've only got three chapters in.
It'd be great if the final chapter, he says, everything I've written before this is complete BS.
Yeah. Well, he does say they're all theories, because, but they believe they're close enough to where they feel like you could get some help with what they tell you about your brain. And the idea that we do not get enough sleep, and we should be actually doing like they do in other countries, taking siestas, basically.
Oh, that'd be so nice. Oh, I guess I do that every day. I get home. And I pass out for an hour.
Yeah, me too. I've started this process. 2 days in a row, I'm taking naps.
Nice. Join the grandpa club, man. Yeah. Isn't it awesome?
It's awesome, and as it turns out, it's what you're supposed to be doing. Instead, you know, our country makes us try to be productive between 12 and 3 p.m. for a 9-to-5-er, and is the worst time to get anybody to do any work because your brain is like, dude, I don't want to do anything right now. We need to rest.
I wish we had, like, nap pods in all workplaces.
Oh, so good.
But did you get home and just take a nap immediately? Is that what you're doing? Or?
It depends, but I try to. I know my zone because I figure you and I, since we get up earlier, our zone's probably between 10 and 1 as opposed to the 9 to 5ers between like 12 and 3.
Yeah, I'm not in that zone because I'm not usually home until like 1-ish.
Well, then you're doing the best you can.
Yeah, I'm working. Yeah. But I don't know how you do it, but are you trying? Do you just take a nap and wake up whenever, or do you set an alarm?
I take my clothes. I'm taking my clothes off.
Oh, yeah? Say that slower, please.
Yeah, and I set an alarm. I do 30 minutes.
You need to let me know that you get naked.
I'll tell you why. Lyndon Johnson. I found out Lyndon Johnson, the former president, he used to do that every day. I read that in the book. He would put his pajamas on every day and take a nap in the White House. I didn't know that about it. And that
So you made fun of me for going home and putting on my comfies, as I like to call them, but they're basically pajama pants.
That's right.
And you poo-pooed that, but now all of a sudden, because a former president's doing it.
And also a guy who's a brainy guy. Yeah, I can't just go with you. I got to get other verification before I live a new lifestyle.
See, maybe I'm doing things right.
You look, I would like to make fun of you, but this book and the former president, Lyndon B. Johnson, agree with you. Get in your comfies and take a nap during the day.
Yeah, usually what I'll do is I'll get all set up, and then I'll set my a timer on my phone for an hour. And
yeah.
I just figure, even if I only get 15 minutes of sleep, or if I get 55 minutes of sleep, I don't want to go longer than an hour. Because if I get past that hour threshold, man, I'm hurting.
That's tough, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, groggy central.
Yeah, it takes like 3 hours just to kind of get awake from that 1 hour nap.
And I'm bringing all this up because of the fact, also in the book I saw that they say a lot of traffic accidents happen like between 12 and 3 p.m.
Really?
Yeah. And so he's, again, it's all theoretical, but he's, you know, the theory is it because we're tired and we shouldn't be driving at that time? We should be actually taking a nap. So it's interesting. I'd like to find out from anybody at WashDOT, do they find that a lot of accidents, like the majority of accidents, actually happen like between 12 and 3 p.m.? That would be fascinating if, in fact, that was the case.
I was a little white knuckling it yesterday driving in. I don't think he was drunk, but I think he was tired because kind of tell like he's driving fine, and every once in a while he just started kind of nodding off a little bit. And I was, you know, I'm right behind him. I'm just thinking this is not going to be good.
Yeah,
luckily there weren't a lot of cars on the road, and I was able to get around him, but.
Yeah, and also don't forget the zone out factor.
Yeah.
I guess like pretty much 3 in 10 of us regularly zone out while we're driving. And the average that people do that is about 4 times a week. And about half the drivers say they sometimes feel like they're just on autopilot behind the wheel. I know that's happened to me. It's like, wow, I don't remember how I got here.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Well, they say I got there, but I just like, whoa, I don't remember getting here.
They always say, like, the you have to be careful closest to your home because you're just so used to that commute that you don't even think about anything. You just kind of zone out and just drive, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I like when, like, my GPS, because I'll put my GPS in almost every day, especially if I leave after 2 o'clock because traffic's just a nightmare. So I have, like, get an idea of where there's traffic. And it's always great when they take me on different paths because then I'm more alert. I'm not just used to this commute.
Oh, good call.
What do you zone out about, I wonder, though?
Well, that's a good question. They got a lot on our mind, and that is the number one reason why we zone out.
Sex,
okay. That could be you. Being tired is also in the top 5 of things that people are zoning out about. And driving that same stretch of road all the time, Steve. So, yeah, your GPS is helping you out. And also, people just find driving boring.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you look around, people are playing on their phones, which is not right.
Right? I mean, could you just pay attention for the short ride?
Yeah.
Okay, so yes.
Put away the damn phone.
I'd like to ask your guys' opinion on something.
All right, I'm here
afraid to yell at an old woman.
Yeah.
I didn't because that was not the right thing to do.
Okay.
But I'm behind her and I'm on Shaw Road right in Puyallup, and we're at a light. The light turns green and I'm waiting. Probably a good 5 to 10 seconds. And I'm looking at her, and her head is down. She's clearly playing on her phone.
Oh, that is not good.
And I'm just like, I'm typically a pretty patient guy, but all I'm thinking is, this is ridiculous. Am I supposed to wait for her to finish doing whatever she's doing on her phone and stop and notices that it's a green light and possibly it turns red?
Oh, no, you honk at her.
Yeah,
so I gave her the friendly honk, though.
Yeah.
A little quick, as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, looks in the rearview mirror, scowls at me, rolls her window down, and just starts doing a hand thing. And I'm like, why are you pissed at me that you were distracted by your phone?
Because she's embarrassed. You called her out.
Stupid geriatric bitch, man.
Yeah.
I'm tired. Like, I'm with you, dude. I'm tired of a-holes acting like a-holes and then getting mad at you because you're mad at them for being an a-hole.
And I wasn't even mad. Yeah. I was just like, look, lady. Let's drive. We got cars behind me as well.
Yeah, get going.
Yeah, right.
And it was a friendly honk. You can't get mad at the friendly honk.
I didn't lay on it.
No, you got to be cool. I mean, that's happened to me a lot of times where I've just been distracted. Or I've zoned out. I've been in a conversation and all of a sudden, the light turned. But, you know, and then you got to go, hey, you put your hand out the window going, sorry, or just give it the, you know, whoops, sorry about that. And you just move on.
No, she mean mugged me.
Yeah, see, I don't like when people do that. And look, I don't want to stereotype, but it does seem like sometimes if you tell an older woman she's wrong about anything, I don't know what it is. It is like crank central.
Huh.
It's, I don't understand why. Anecdotally, that's happened to me. It's like, look, you know, you were in the wrong here. Why are you being a douche?
Just smile or don't do anything. Just drive. That's all I want.
Right? I mean, I don't know if it's just because they're cranky, their bones hurt. I have no idea. But I've had more like rude behavior from old ladies when they're in the wrong than probably any other demographic.
You're supposed to respect a BJ.
And I think it's like it's not quite as bad as old ladies, but old dudes too. When especially if you're a younger person, it's like, oh no, it's this way. They're like, no, it's it's not I know more because I've been on the planet longer. It's like, okay.
You're right, Vicky. There's a lot of old dudes that I go, dude, suck it up and realize, you know what? You're in the wrong here. You got to set a good example. That's what I think about as an old dude. It's like, I got to set a good example and show that mea culpa has to happen.
Nice. You got to be the change.
I got to be the change. And that old people don't want. They're the old dogs, man. And those new tricks, they don't want them.
I had to say, though, when she gave me the dirty look and rolled the window down, all I thought was, is she going to flip me off?
Oh,
like, I got excited. It's like an old woman is about to flip me off.
Maybe she couldn't because of arthritis. Maybe she was trying
to put her hand out.
She's like, this is the best I could do. Believe me, there's a finger in here somewhere.
I'm too old to flip you off.
Yeah, that's probably bad. All right.
Hell no. I'd lay on the horn until that vehicle moves.
Yeah, I mean, especially now with distracted driving in these phones, you got to expect a beep. It's like, I don't, you know, and I don't mind it because it's like, look, we're distracted. The beep is a nice reminder. It's a friendly reminder. Oh, yeah, let me get going. There shouldn't be anybody. I shouldn't be mad at anybody for that.
Or they should have my wife riding shotgun with all people because she is like a hawk when it comes to those damn green lights. Like, I could just be looking out to the side of the window, and if it turns green, before I even know it turns, she's like, go. I was just like, okay.
That's a good navigator. See, I like an aware navigator in that seat. I love that.
She's extreme.
Well.
I think she just stares at the light and just waits.
Yeah. Yeah. She keeps you on your toes. That's good. I appreciate that. We got a substitute teacher. We had a substitute teacher that found out that, yeah, it's frowned upon to record adult videos in the classroom. Yeah. I'm going to tell you all about this genius. Yeah, you're right. What are these people? I'll tell you all about this at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, there's a woman who was working at a high school in Texas as a substitute teacher for the past 3 months, but she just got fired. Why? Well, she was filming a porno in her classroom.
I guess so. You are fired!
Guess they don't want that, huh?
That's frowned upon?
Yeah.
Substitutes. The full-time teachers can do that, right?
Yeah, the full-time teachers, yeah. But if you're a substitute, you need to get your tenure.
Is that the name of the male actor in this film?
You get all tenure. School district says they found out about this sometime last month. And yeah, she was producing porn movies in a classroom. No students were involved. So that's at least the good news. All right. So she was just probably doing some classroom porn day because there are people that like those thumbnails.
Oh, yeah.
Teacher classroom stuff. Police are saying that they are also investigating what happened and the teacher could face charges for trespassing or public lewdness. Here's a parent and a student talking about the wonderful porno experiences of the teacher.
Crap happens everywhere. I mean, school's supposed to be a safe place for them. You know, I mean, stuff like that's not supposed to happen.
The room itself, it just looks like a room that we have in the A building that we have multiple classes in there.
Oh, man. If I was a student, I'd be like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't show any mug shots, unfortunately. I'm looking online just to see what's up with this woman. Although, apparently, she also lost her job at the... She worked at a liquor store.
Oh, okay.
Of course she did.
Poker in the front, is that what it was?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Gambling establishment in the front.
I just don't understand.
Why did the liquor store fire her?
Well, come on. What are you doing, man?
Unless she was doing stuff at the liquor store.
Oh, yeah. Even still... Again, I don't have a problem. If I walk in a liquor store and I see somebody making a movie, I don't have a problem with that. I'm just, you know.
It's case by case, BJ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's how I buy my liquor. Thank you.
Oh.
That's what it was. There you go.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yes, a substitute teacher was busted for filming porn in a classroom. I know. How stupid are people? Apparently, she's pretty stupid. So based on this, we wanted to finish this sentence. Thinking back, I totally deserve to get in trouble for doing blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We want to know, where you realize, I was a moron. I should have gotten in trouble for that. Finish the sentence. Thinking back, I totally deserve to get in trouble for doing blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls and texts after STP on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Yeah, this is unbelievable, but a substitute teacher was busted for filming porn in a classroom. Now, she didn't involve any students. Apparently, this was a side gig or something, but yeah. She still used the classroom to film porn in. They don't like that.
One texter says it gives a whole new meaning of head of the class.
Yeah. There you go.
Well played.
That's it. So we want you to finish this sentence. Thinking back, I totally deserved to get in trouble for doing blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I knew I had gotten in trouble when I hooked up with my best friend's older sister. At some point, they had an argument, and she dimed us out.
Oh, yeah.
That's one way to get to your brother.
Yeah.
You know what? I bang Johnny.
Yeah, it's never good when you're involved with the family members, because it's going to happen. They're going to fight, and then if you're involved in any drama, they're going to bring it out.
Oh, yeah, that's great ammunition.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that's just going to piss off her little brother.
Yeah, it's tough, though, because who you're exposed to, and if somebody has an attractive sister, oi, oi, oi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate I never had that problem.
Good for you.
Well, I mean, none of my friend's sisters would ever want to do anything near me, so I didn't have the problem.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't have that problem.
Yeah, I didn't have that problem either, now that you mention it. There were a lot of attractive sisters, but yeah, again, nobody was coming near me.
They typically left the house when I showed up.
Yeah.
You invited Steve?
Yeah.
There I am with my video game controller.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Sorry, my joystick in my hand.
Holding his joystick. Here. Yeah.
So he says, got caught smoking Mary Jane's flower with the janitor in the school bathroom.
Okay, that's pretty awesome, though.
He said, I got expelled and I had to move schools. No regrets.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're hanging out with an employee.
Janitor.
Yeah, I mean, that's upper level activity right there. He had to move schools?
That's what he says, yeah.
Whoa. It just seems extreme for, you know, that. But then again, maybe because now, you know, marijuana is legal in so many places, but it seems very extreme. Damn.
Someone says, I'm playing with a married woman at work whose husband also works there.
Okay. Danger zone.
The worst part is he almost caught us, and it made it more exciting playing a dangerous game.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people are just, they're adrenaline junkies. They are hooked on that stuff.
Taboo, part four.
They really are hooked on that stuff. That can only end in disaster. So this guy's doing everything wrong. You're messing with some other dude's wife. At the workplace, you're messing around with somebody who's a coworker. This guy is violating everything for that rush.
Yeah, he is.
This one person says they decided to use a water gun, but not use water in the water gun. Use something out of your body.
Oh, a little lemonade?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Shot my cousin with it after they pulled my pants down on the swing set.
Okay, I got to tell you, I think that's that punishment fits the crime.
They said, needless to say, they used to torture me up until that. It was an ass whooping I'll never forget. I deserved it, but I don't regret it at all.
Geez, now, you know, there's context. I mean, whoever gave him the ass-whooping, don't you know the context that this kid's getting tortured his whole life?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a get-even kind of thing, because that's the story I tell the other kids who get basically the lemonade sprayed on him and go, well, here's what happens.
Don't pull my pants down at the swing set.
I mean, doesn't anybody listen to Jeremy? I mean, that should be required listening. Pearl Jam's Jeremy to know, do not F with the crazy kid. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Do not pull his pants down.
Don't do it.
By the swing set especially.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Joe in Kent, you are on The Rock.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola, Joe, hola. Don't forget the men's room afternoons right here on The Rock. All right, Joe, fill in this sentence. Thinking back, I totally deserve to get in trouble for doing blank.
About 21 years ago, I purchased my first car, which was an 85 Mustang 5-liter with an HO302 motor.
Nice.
Still have the car today.
Oh, okay.
Me and a buddy, we went to a little gig. It was for my buddy's friend played in the Betty Ford Falcons back in the day. And it was at the firehouse in Ballard.
So
after everything was said and done.
I remember the firehouse in Ballard. That was a cool joint. Yeah. All right. So what did you do? What did you do? Did you do something at the club to get in trouble?
Well, we didn't get in trouble, but should have. I was doing about 145 on the I-90 bridge.
Oh!
Took us about 20 minutes to get from Ballard to Auburn.
Sheesh.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah, there were beverages. I was 21, stupid, and I should have got busted.
And beverages, too. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see a lot of guys like you, though, dude. I have to tell you, I appreciate the call. I see a lot of guys just all of a sudden treating the I-90 floating bridge like the Autobahn. It's pretty, especially at night. I'll be driving, and I'll be like, okay, what is this? I mean, because it's a good stretch, but, oh, man.
Dude, how about this text? I should have gotten in trouble for sleeping with my mom's boyfriend and ex-husband to get back at her for being a bad mom. Wow. And then I love they sent a separate text saying, the ex-husband, not my dad.
So she slept with the boyfriend and the ex-husband.
Yes.
This daughter is definitely, I mean, she's Dynasty Dallas worthy.
I was thinking Poison Ivy with Drew Barrymore.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it Tom Skerritt?
Wow.
I think you're right. I think it was Tom Skerritt.
Yeah, that's a good scene.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
This is a good movie. It was,
that was a good scene. No, you know what? You're right,
Drew Barrymore is a great actress.
Yeah. Well, in that scene, she was.
I felt like that was her at her best.
Yeah. Well, of course it was, because she was banging.
This person texted in saying, soaking a bus stop full of people with a huge puddle in front of it with my car.
Oh, you monster.
I've been paying for it with karma for my entire life. I am so sorry.
Yeah, it is so tempting and alluring to do when you see that big puddle. But yeah, it is nasty to do to people.
I remember when that happened to me in like eighth grade. It was a big old snowstorm, and I just got completely whitewashed by a monster truck just driving by me, just walking home from school and just getting destroyed by just a ton of snow, and just being like, all right, well, guess that happened.
Yeah, what are you going to do at that point?
And nothing. Just walk home completely soaked with snow everywhere.
Yeah. For some reason, I don't feel like snow is that bad, but it really is.
It is horrible because it's freezing and it just stays in your pants.
I feel good about this story.
Remember in our old building, it was like it always accumulated like a lot of water when it would rain right by the corner when you would cross the street.
Yeah.
And there was one time where they weren't doing it intentionally, or maybe they weren't, but they clipped it just enough and just like sprayed from like my waist down.
Oh.
And it was just like, by the time you can even yell, you mother effer, they're already getting on I-5. So really, it's just...
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, you just kind of stuck there.
Oh, I watched that spot. I knew about that spot. I never waited anywhere near the splash zone.
Never again.
Yeah.
After that.
Oh, that spot, yeah. There. That was a beating spot, dude. And you know, you could just see the look on a person's eyes in the car. Like, because I would stand far away and watch it happen to other people, and I'd look at the guy in the car, and he had that look like, this is going to be awesome. And next thing you know, it's a tsunami, and these people are like, ah!
I know your son's in the room.
Oh, really?
Joey D's nuts.
I feel like there's a lot of things he should have gotten in trouble for, and we only know maybe like a quarter of them.
Oh, yeah.
Let's find out one of them right now.
Oh, this one's great. Back in middle school, we had a microwave in our cafeteria, and our favorite item of food to get was the chocolate chip cookie. But everyone knows that chocolate chip cookie is better if you heat it up, you know, give it the chocolate chip all gooey. Well, I dared my friend one time to put the chocolate chip cookie in the microwave for 20 minutes.
Oh, 20 wow. minutes.
What happened?
It blew up the microwave.
No. You know what? You dared the friend. The friend's the idiot at this point.
Well, that's the best part. He got in trouble and I got off scot clean.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be scot-free.
Or scot-free. Right?
Yeah, that too, yeah.
Or scot-clean.
Yeah, scot-clean.
I mean, Scott probably takes a lot of showers.
No, it does take a lot of showers.
Yeah.
20 minutes in a microwave.
That's amazing. Wow.
Did it explode?
Oh, yeah. Like, the door blew open. The cookie went everywhere. The microwave was beyond repairable. They refused to replace it.
Would you?
Oh, man.
No, of course not.
How was the cookie?
Oh, I mean, the people that got hit by it weren't happy.
Yeah.
Talk Damn. About
See, again, so there you are, you're a good student, and then one person ruins the microwave experience for you.
But do you blame the school for never wanting them to have access to a microwave again?
No, I don't. No. That's what I mean. You're like, that's why I say, man, being the good kid, being the law-abiding citizen, man, you know what? You can't let the criminals win. If you do, like this, and never get your thing, like, what makes you want to be a good kid anymore? You know, it's like, I lost out, and I did nothing wrong here. Why do I lose out? You know, they should tie your hands together or just don't let you enter the microwave and get a new one.
Yeah, and all my friends loved it because they thought it was a great bet, but everyone ended up hating Barry. So
Stupid Barry.
Stupid Barry.
Poor Barry ruined it for everyone.
I can never have another warm Pop-Tart again.
Right.
Barry's rule.
That's for
I wonder if the school ever replaced their microwave.
Well, in the PSA letter, they claim that it would not be worth it to put another one in there because then everyone would just put more cookies in there to make it explode.
If you had a pick,
it's true.
You lose privilege to the microwave or lose cookie privilege. I think I'd rather lose privilege to the microwave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The cookies
still give
you
cookies?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, good.
By the way, this is a tale of two children because both of my kids hated school. Joey, of course, found a way to figure it out with didn't cost me any money. Sarah needed to go to a private school because she wouldn't put cookies in microwaves. If she if you just blew up microwaves, you would have saved your mother and I a lot of money because your son, your brother hated school just as much as you did. But you know what? We had to go take Sarah out of school.
Because she was street cred.
Yeah. And he got street cred.
Oh, man. Blowing up cookies gets you street cred?
Oh, yeah. I have no idea. Get your street cred. How about that?
Sweet.
Yeah.
You're blowing things up.
It's a cookie bomber.
Yeah. Don't touch our microwave, Rev. It's not going to get you street cred.
Yeah, come on. Street cred. All right.
I do want a cookie.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. No, right? Yeah. That's the other thing. That's the because if you blow up the cookie, then you ruin a perfectly good cookie. That's another crime.
But you get street cred.
You get street cred, though, for that
that's
kind of crime.
That's the most important part.
We got a guy that was clinically dead for 20 minutes. He wakes up. And then does something hilarious to his mom. You're going to hear from him at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.